Dee-doo-dee-doo-doo. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he noses his toes are...
Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. You can call in for this segment called Single Parent Dating at 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. You can tweet me at Bruce Sallon. That's Bruce Sallon. Same thing with the email. Our next segment is Single Parent Dating, and I'm happy to report that we have Julie Spira back with us this week, our cyber dating expert. Julie is the best-selling author of The Perils of Cyber Dating, Confessions of a Hopeful Romantic Looking for Love Online. She is a worldwide authority in online dating and a dating advice columnist. She is frequently quoted in the media, including ABC, CBS, Fox, Cosmo Radio, Woman's Day, Glamour, and Men's Health. Her dating advice has appeared on eHarmony, Match.com, JDate, and much more. Visit Julie's website at cyberdatingexpert.com. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you. Boy, it's so good to be back. I did miss everyone last week.
Well, we certainly missed you. But we have an interesting topic this week, Julie. It's the good in teens. And I'm not completely sure where we should go regarding this and our segment of single parent dating. But I thought we could start with the... interesting challenge that single moms and single dads have with their own teenage kids when they start dating. And it was my experience during those dating years that the moms that had single teen daughters experienced a lot of conflict and anger from their daughters about their dating, while the same teenage daughter didn't seem to have a problem at all with dad dating. And I was just struck by that obvious and unfair double standard, and I didn't really have an understanding of it, and I wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, it's a really interesting dynamic, and I'm sure it's very case-by-case in the different families. I can talk about the fact that when I actually was dating somebody who had children that were teenagers, one was just starting to become a teenager, one was a little bit younger, I found that I bonded with the daughter much more quickly than I did with the son. And, you know, I think that she was enthusiastic to have another female role model.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I would have thought it'd be the other way, that she'd be somewhat, threatened that you're trying to replace her mom.
Right. She was not threatened whatsoever about me replacing her mom, and I was pretty relieved about that. And it took a little bit longer to really develop a relationship with the teenage son than it did with the teenage daughter. But then again, I don't know whether it's because she was the younger child versus the older child. The older child's used to having more of the attention for longer years in their lives. So that may have a little bit of an element to the trickiness of this whole dating as a single parent.
Very interesting, very interesting. I found when I was dating, although my kids were younger, so it was a little different, and they were boys, there wasn't a whole lot of resistance that I experienced. And I wondered if it was just the gender difference.
Well, it could be just a gender difference. I also, have a great experience because I am a mentor to a teenage girl through the Big Brother, Big Sister program. And what I really found, and this correlation was very interesting to me, is that the mothers, it was harder to find teenage girls to bring into the program, and there were so many more boys that became little brothers than there were little girls. And the reason was that a mother felt really insecure having another woman in her daughter's life. Maybe the husband left her for another woman. Whatever it may be, the mother found it much easier to ask for help and support and guidance in getting a big brother mentor for her son than she would for her daughter. And I think that, those are pretty, similar kinds of issues.
Well, it's interesting, Julie. I never knew you were a big. I was a big twice. And the first time I was a big to a little girl. And it was a very interesting experience. And just like our previous segment, it was a classic case of I got so much more than I gave. And it was a huge surprise to me, but that's a whole other topic. But the only part I'm not quite following with what you just said is the ideal reason for a parent to seek a big is, I think, to get the opposite sex mentor. So And that's usually what happened in my experience. It was a single mom that had a daughter, and she wanted to have a father or a male figure. So I'd be curious more you to elaborate on the value that you were suggesting.
Well, and the interesting thing is, in this particular organization, which is Jewish Big Brothers Big Sisters, of where I'm a big sister and I'm a board member, the interesting thing is that the Big Brother organization's been around for over 95 years, whereas the Big Sister program has only been around for maybe 6 or 7 years, not very long. So what we were finding that in the days, like when you were big, there was no other option for a girl to have a big sister. It was a Big Brother organization. So I think that women, by nature, love to mentor. And I think that, you know, I know we're going off topic a little bit, but I think when you're dealing with dating, you're also dealing with relationships. You're bringing people into your child's life, whether it be romantic or a mentor. You're bringing outsiders into their lives. And you have to feel really confident in your relationship with your child to be able to broaden their world with someone that can give them more love and more caring.
Well, I think those are wise words. Just for the fun of it, since the subject is teens, do you have any advice? I doubt many of your regular people that consult with you are teenagers, but what thoughts do you have about teens and dating?
I have a lot of thoughts about teens and dating, because what's happening is most of these teenagers, they started off on MySpace, they're now on Facebook, they're meeting people, they're going to the mall, they're sort of doing their version of hooking up. They're not really allowed to join an online dating service because they're not of, you know, age. You need to be, you know, 18 or 21 to join an online dating service. But what's happening is they're out there and they're starting to, you know, experience, you know, boys and girls, and it's awkward. And some people are thinking that, you know, well, I need to have boys like me because otherwise I'm not going to be the cool kid in the class. And then they might do things sexually that they should not do, thinking that this will get them more acceptance and it will hurt them. So all I could tell everybody is, if you have teenage kids, encourage them to be friends. Have friends. Have a friend that's a boy, not a boyfriend. Have a friend, if you're a son, let them have female friends. You can take them all to movies. Go out in groups. There's always safety in numbers.
Well, that's actually what I was thinking when you were talking, which is that my observation is that the teens nowadays don't go out on dates the way I did when I was a teen. They do tend to hang out in groups. The concept of a double date was something my son and his girlfriend kind of looked at me puzzled. What's a double date? And they... In my son's little circle of friends, his best friend is going with his girlfriend's best friend, and yet they never occurred to them, the four of them, to go out together. And I finally suggested it, and they thought, wow, that's a good idea. And then right when that happened, the other couple broke up, and so they never had the chance. It's kind of funny. But so dating, dating, I don't think takes place the same way among teens today.
It doesn't, because, you know, the dating, what we did is we had school when I was, you know, a teenager, and I was a big flirt, and I had a boyfriend, and always from, you know, 13 on, I had a boyfriend. And, you know, we would do things like walk each other to school and hold hands, and that was pretty much the extent of it. Kids these days are doing much, much more. And so I think that instead of what we had was going to the school dance, and you'd have a boy ask you to dance, and you dance. But now they're hanging out, and they're going to the mall, and they're doing things that, you know, or they're sitting around creating videos together. They're doing different types of things, and technology has a huge play into this. So
good, you know, and bad.
Good and bad. Good and bad. And so what's happening is the teens out there now are not, you know, they're doing things in groups. And to a certain extent, I think it's good because there's safety in numbers. You're not alone with somebody. Somebody will see what's going on. And all I could say is, even as adults, the best relationships start off with a friendship element to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the kids need to learn early on that friendship is the biggest bond in any relationship.
I agree. The one downside I might say about the group thing is there's also group pressure when it comes to drinking and drugs that I've heard about from my son. So I think as far as the sexual nature, I'm not really worried that he's going to go to a party and there's going to be an orgy and that's going to be influencing him. But I am worried sometimes in the groups about drugs and drinking.
But then that's a parent's responsibility to sit their child down and say, you may have some peer pressure. There may be kids doing things that you're not doing. you know, it's you know, put fear in their heads. Just say that, you know, this could cost you your opportunity to absolutely miss the opportunity to go to college. You could maybe not ever get a driver's license. You know, you add a little fear in there. That doesn't hurt, because you want them to think that some there could be consequences to their actions if they follow the peer pressure, and tell them just to go confidently in their way and have their own opinions and develop them early on, and they'll take that with them as they turn into adults.
I think it will make them actually a stronger person. As
right.
usual, Julie, we are out of time. Please remind our listeners where they can reach you.
Absolutely. Please reach me at cyberdatingexpert.com, where you can sign up for the weekly flirt. And I'd love to find you on Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook at Julie Spira and at cyberdatingexpert.
Or you can find her via my page as well, and please do find her, because she offers tons of pearls of wisdom. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
It's time for another break. You have a chance to call in for our last short segment if you'd like at 866-564-1290, or tweet me at Bruce Salen, or email bruce@brucesalen.com. This is Bruce Salen on The Bruce Salen Show on KZSB AM 1290.